Okay, this is a regular meeting of the Board of Library Trustees on December 8th, 2021. This meeting will be conducted exclusively through video conference and teleconference pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E and the state declared emergency. This meeting of the Board of Library Trustees will be conducted exclusively through teleconference and Zoom video conference. The COVID-19 state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person and presents imminent risks to the health of attendees. Therefore, no physical meeting location will be available. Should I keep going all the way? To access the meeting remotely, join from a PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Use http://. Oh, I'm not going to read that whole thing. Do I have? I've done what I have to, correct?
I think more you're or fine. Less.
Read about the Brown Act. That's all. Towards the end.
Oh, okay. Wait, let's see.
The bottom paragraph.
Thank you. This meeting will be conducted in accordance with the Brown Act, Government Code Section 54953. Any member of the public may attend this meeting. Questions regarding this matter may be addressed to Eve Franklin, Administrative Secretary, 510-981-6102. The Board of Library Trustees may take action related to any subject listed on the agenda.
Okay, the first thing on the agenda is for Amy to read the oath or affirmation. And that was delivered in your packet, Amy.
Oh dear. Okay, is there any place? Oh, wait a second.
We need to do roll call first.
Probably. This is the first thing.
Oh, okay.
This is actually on the agenda before the preliminary matters.
Okay, right. At the moment, I do not have the oath to hand.
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, send me the email and I will read it. Meanwhile.
Anybody watch Stephen Colbert? Meanwhile.
Meanwhile. No. Is that one of his...
Yes, one of his little bits. Yes. Okay. The world
should be on its way to you, Amy.
I have it. Okay, just one second and I'll open it up. Okay, I've got it. I, Amy Roth, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Okay, so you will sign that and get it back to us, and we'll get it over to the city clerk's office.
Okay, I will do so.
Okay. Maybe I have my hand up.
All right, now I see it. You know, I'm sorry, I'm reading off another screen. I see your hand, John. Please go ahead.
Understood, and I'm not gonna put too much pressure on you tonight. Your first meeting as chair. I understand. The reason Amy Roth just read that oath was that she is now entering her second term and had to reinstate her whatever it is, tenancy on this board, however you want to phrase that, right? So that's from the city clerk per directions of city clerk, and actually the state of California and the city of Berkeley. So just so anybody watching or anybody paying attention, that's why Amy just read that oath and is now a member of the board again. If she hadn't read that oath at the beginning of this meeting, she didn't have a vote at this meeting until she read that oath. Just so everybody knows.
Okay, thank you, John.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna do roll call. Amy Roth.
Here.
John Soloski.
Present.
Diane Davenport.
Here.
Beverly Green. Oops. And Sophie Hahn. So Beverly Green is absent. Amy, we can turn it over to public comment. I don't know if anybody wants
public comment on non-agenda matters. I do not see anybody from the public here.
Yeah. The only attendee is Berkeley Library Foundation, and I don't see any raised hands.
Okay, shall we give people a moment and then move on?
Sure.
Okay. Participant. Okay. Also, I am I'm not as adept on Zoom management as I will be by next month. So please forgive me if I do anything wrong. My IT guy is not here right now, so I'm on my own. Okay. I still do not see any raised hands. So we'll move on to comments from the library unions. I don't know that there's any union people here.
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay. We'll give them just a moment. And we can move on to comments from the Board of Library Trustees. Anybody who wishes to make a comment, just raise your hand. Oh. I don't see any raised hands. Oh, Sophie. I see yours. Yes, I do see Sophie's. Please go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to welcome you back, but also welcome you as the new president of the board, and thank you for taking on this role, and just say that I very much look forward to supporting you in this role and really appreciate the stewardship for the Board of Library Trustees. The second thing I wanted to do was just provide a little bit of information about something that is tangential to the library, and I just thought it might be good. There might be an interest in knowing about it, which is that my office has received a lot of concerns and emails from the friends of the library about the elevators in the Telegraph Channing Mall.
Mm-hmm.
The firemen had to release a family that had been trapped for over half an hour. Patrons and volunteers were trapped for more than 2 hours waiting to be rescued by a repair person.
Oh no.
To come get the door open. And when the elevators aren't working, you have to use either the ramp with the cars or stairs, which of course is a big problem. And so this has been significantly negatively impacting the friends. And I wanted to have people be aware of it and also be aware that both my office and Councilmember Robinson's office, and who's the parking garage is in his district.
Mm-hmm.
We are both working actively with Public Works to try and get that fixed. Unfortunately, it is a very old elevator system. It may and may not be able to actually be repaired. It might need to be replaced. The costs associated are, you know, astronomical, and we do not have money set aside for that at this time. Parking garages and parking is what's called an enterprise fund for the city. So it pays its expenses out of the revenues from parking. But as you can imagine, during COVID, parking revenues have cratered. And in fact, we have had to use general fund money to backfill just the basic expenses, including the repayment of the bonds that were issued when we built the downtown garage. So that is one of our funds that is in the greatest distress. And as with everything, seems like it ought to be a no-brainer, just fix it. It is not a no-brainer. And Public Works told me they're at about halfway through a redesign, and in the course of designing, costs have risen significantly. So I wish I had better news to share. I wish I could say that, you know, it's all going to be fixed soon. But I did want you to know that this is happening. We are working on it, and it's more complicated than it seems. So okay. That's my little report for you.
Thank you for the information. Yeah. Any of the other board members want to comment on anything? I would like to say something very quickly, and that is that I really, I appreciate the trust that all of you have placed in me. I will do my very, very best to be an effective leader for us. And if we all work together as we have been doing, I don't see any reason why things shouldn't go very well. And let's hope that the pandemic will be under control soon. That would solve many problems. So that's it. Thank you all. Okay. Any other comments from trustees? Okay. Let's see. So next we have the consent calendar, on which is only item A, the minutes of the last meeting. I didn't see any mistakes. Did anybody else catch any? John, something has happened to you. You're like in outer space. Seriously, you're like in a sky, a star map.
I picked one of the settings, the background settings, you know, the wallpaper, if you will. I may change that because I'm not thrilled with it, but I do have my hand up.
Yes, I see that now.
That now, is this the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
They're fine. I will move the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, John and Diane, and all in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay, Amy?
Yes.
Just so you know.
Yes.
During the pandemic, during a Zoom or teleconference, we have to take roll call on
I'm everything. Sorry, you're right. Yep. Okay. So, Eve, can you call the roll for that motion on the floor?
Okay, Trustee Roth?
Yes.
Trustee Davenport?
Yes.
Trustee Hahn?
Yes.
And Trustee Solowski?
Yes.
And Trustee Green is absent.
Okay, thank you, John. All right, so that motion is in fact carried. Okay, information reports. We have one report from the Administrative and Fiscal Services Manager.
Hi, everybody. Nika is here with us. In case you have questions, we did submit, or I should say Nika submitted for your review, our first quarter report, and we're happy to answer questions for you if you have any that emerged after reading the report. And I just want to thank Nika for being here, recovering from the booster, so not...
Oh,
not probably feeling terrific. That was,
yeah.
Are there any questions at this time about the first quarter budget report? John, are you raising your hand to ask a question?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I am.
Can you hear me? Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry you're feeling some discomfort from the booster.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's okay.
I experienced that also for a day and a half, but it's a lot better than getting COVID, believe, you know, that's how I look at it, right?
Oh, I definitely know firsthand. Yes.
Yeah, that's how I see it. So for you, putting this together, are there any red flags? Do you see anything that surprised you or that we should keep an eye on?
I'm going to say no. I do notice that we did get more revenue this time around than the equivalent time last year. But with most tax revenues, sometimes they're always delayed and stuff. So it's probably people catching up from having the forbearance or furlough due to COVID and, you know, people's individual financial situations. But outside of that, no.
Good, thank you. Yeah, I'm actually surprised the tax revenues are as up to date and, you know, they're coming in pretty much the way they should. And considering what's happened the last 2 years for businesses, for everybody, right? The financial situation for a lot of people has been kind of dicey, to put it, you know, honestly, for many people. So I'm kind of surprised that we are where we are, and the tax revenues seem to be fine for the most part, right?
Yes.
Good, thank you.
Any other questions? Nika, I didn't get out of bed the day after my booster. I just couldn't muster the energy. So thank you for rising from your bed of pain to be with us.
I have a 4-year-old, so even when I don't want to get up, I have to. So.
Do you think the increase in the tax revenues at this time is because of all of the building going on in downtown Berkeley?
Yes, I mean, I think that continues to be, and we continue to receive notices of new projects, although we don't receive the revenue until the actual project is confirmed or until they're beginning that stage of collection. Yeah. But from our view, sort of here downtown, it has not changed. The rate of growth in that respect hasn't changed, and it seems to only escalate, you know, every day, receiving a new information about a new development.
Yeah.
Sophie's hand is up.
Thank you. When do we usually get most of our revenue? It's obviously tax receipts are delivered not on a rolling basis. When do we usually get most of our revenue?
I think that we'd have to actually check in with somebody and confirm in the past few years when they've been coming in. It definitely is true that they don't come in a rolling basis, and they're usually lump sums. And I think it would be better for us to confirm what's actually happened over the past few years and then report back to the board.
Yeah, because I mean, this is just sort of extra money. Not necessarily extra above what we budgeted, but this is not the big the big delivery of tax revenues from the collection of the whole tax citywide. Okay, that was my only question. But thank you very much. And certainly the trickle is good.
I see the question in the chat. And to answer, it's from the Berkeley Foundation. The money in question was received in October. And so this report is merely from July through September. But when I did October report last week, it is there.
Okay. I don't see any more hands. Tess, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I think we're ready to move on. Okay, information, let's say, items for future agendas. Okay. Does anybody have future items to, Diane, are you waving your hand?
Or not? Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to find my hands up button, but you couldn't see my hand. So yeah.
Yeah.
I just like an update on the building improvement programs in terms of the stucco stuff. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the other day when I was going by that the paint job just looks like hell to me. And so where are we with that? And what does it look like the timing might be? And we may know and we may not, but if we do, I'd love to know how that's going to go.
May I comment or ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
Thanks for the feedback with respect to the paint. Diane, are you referring to the exterior of the building or a different part of the central library?
No, the exterior of the central building, the side that was facing Shattuck the other day. I was driving by and I looked up and it looked like all the paint colors had just faded and you couldn't see the differences anymore. And it just clicked on me to ask the question of what our plan is for that.
Thank you. And actually it's your observation that we're due for basically a building improvement update is quite, it's quite timely because I was also going to comment with respect to agenda items that we do want to provide a more holistic review of all of the capital improvement projects that we have on our list, things that are pending that need to be done. And we want to share with you the full scope of the projects, our budget estimate, again, in some cases, a little bit less informed because we haven't begun researching each project. We'll include the stucco project on the list. And so we'd like to really spend some time at the January meeting doing a review of these projects, because I think that it has, you know, not only importance in terms of our stewardship of the physical plant, but it has significant implications in terms of our budget and the status of our budget as well as the fund balance. And I think that they're, you know, in the spirit of a conversation that we'd had several months ago, Dennis and I had a conversation with Trustee Hahn about this prior to his retirement. We talked about the need to really inform both the board and the public about the capital improvement projects. So that's really helpful. And that's something that we do intend to discuss at the January meeting. The other thing that I wanted to add with respect to the agenda items is the need to just provide an information update on the bylaws project, because we have now completed a draft. And I think it would be helpful for you to review the draft, even as we still need to submit the bylaws for legal review. But I would like to be proactive with respect to sharing that documentation in January to give us something of a head start on that work in terms of your review. And last, I just wanted to thank you, Diane, for the feedback. It's very helpful to hear comments like that about how you're perceiving the building, you know, where you see the need for improvement, because I think it sometimes, you know, we don't actually sort of see everything probably with fresh eyes. And so your feedback is invaluable about that. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, John, your hand is up?
It is indeed. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Sophie, for serious questions. I'm going to insert a little personal levity here. And I want a paella pan at the culinary lending. I don't make paella that often, but I would love to be able to get a paella pan. Put that in as a request, okay?
Is it on your Christmas list, John?
Yeah.
It kind of is if the library doesn't get one. It is. But like I said, I only make paella like every 6 months or so, right? I don't do it every night, so. And by the way, when the pandemic is over, I would love to have you all over for paella.
All right. We'll
talk about, that would be great. We'll
talk about food restrictions and all that later, right?
Right.
When this is all done.
Right.
If it ever is all done, by the way.
Okay. Any other suggestions for agenda items? I don't see anybody's hand. Oh, Tess, I see your hand.
My apologies for chiming in on this again, and this isn't an agenda item, but I just wanted to add one more comment with respect to the stucco replacement that Eve so kindly reminded me that I need to mention, which is the project is underway. We're actually, the construction company is setting up the staging tomorrow to initiate the project. The project will continue through the winter, and then when there are days when there's more significant rain, they will have to pause. So there's a certain level of rain that the project, the work cannot tolerate. But if we're basically within a certain threshold, they'll be able to continue working in lighter rain. So it's really good news. We're really excited about that. It's very important. And I didn't want to, I wanted to make sure to add that. So thank you.
Great. Good news.
Yes. Okay. All right. At this point, the board will adjourn to reconvene in closed session. Okay. And so in order to have that happen, we all have to leave the meeting, do we not, and sign in again?
Yes. Okay. First thing, we need a motion and a second to adjourn, and then a roll call, and then I want to make sure you all have the next login for the next session.
Okay.
Okay. And motion to adjourn.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second and a third. Okay. Can we call the roll?
Okay. Trustee Roth?
Yes.
Trustee Davenport?
Yes.
Trustee Hahn?
Yes.
And Trustee Solosky?
Yeah, I want to make sure that everybody has the link to the other meeting. So, but yes. And if you don't, you know, check in with Eve.
I have mine.
I've got mine.
Yes.
Okay. Eve, when we, can you make Sophie the host for the closed meeting? We're doing that because she's better at the Zoom than I am.
And sure. So once we log back in, I'll do that.
Okay. Okay. So shall we, is it time to leave?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Leave. Thank you. Okay.